Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The NFL season kicked off Thursday night with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs getting upset at home by the Detroit Lions 21-20. David Montgomery scored on an 8-yard run with just over 7 minutes remaining to give the Lions a 1-point lead that Dan Campbell's team never relinquished.
We know what kind of opponent that was. I love the fact that our guys never wavered. It was something we talked about. We knew we were going to hit some tough spots in this game against a really good opponent, and that happened, and nobody got down. Nobody got frazzled.
The Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, playing without star tight end Travis Kelce, threw a key interception that was returned for a touchdown by Lions rookie Brian Branch early in the second half.
And this is obviously not the way we wanted to start, and so anytime I lose, I'm embarrassed. And so I'm going to try to get better so I don't lose more as the season goes on.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks moved into the National League's third and final wildcard spot by beating the Cubs 6-2. Two home runs for Tommy Pham.
When you score early like we did and you got, you know, your starting pitcher going out there attacking the zone, it kind of gets the game in a rhythm for us. And, things get a little easier.
The Marlins fell out of that spot as they were blasted by the Dodgers 10-0. The Braves continue to hammer home runs, two by Ronald Acuna and Matt Olson's 47th, as they beat the Cardinals 8-5. Max Fried picked up the win.
On a night where I didn't have my best stuff, to be able to still trust the guys behind me to be able to make plays and, you know, get through a good amount of the game.
The Mariners edged the Rays 1-0 in a matchup of two teams holding AL wildcard positions. Victories also for the Tigers and Angels. Tennis, Coco Gauff advanced to her first U.S. Open final with a straight sets victory over Caroline Mukova.
That was a tough match. You know, I had leads, lost it, and, you know, serving for it. So it was a lot of emotional, I guess, challenges in the match.
Gauff will play second seed Aryna Sabalenka, who knocked out Madison Keys, love 6, 7, 6, 7, 6. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.